This Saturday evening in Tilson Auditorium on the Indiana State University campus in Terre Haute, it's the gala opening concert of the Terre Haute Symphony, conducted by David Bowden. On the program, Brahms' Haydn Variations, Erold Zampa Overture, the Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 by Elgar, and the Cello Concerto by Sir Edward Elgar, played by our guest Ann Martindale Williams. And thanks very, very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. It's nice to speak with you.
Yes. Now, you're the principal cellist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, but that doesn't end your responsibilities. In addition, you also teach at two schools in the area. You have a husband and a daughter, and in addition, pursue a solo and chamber career. Doesn't sound as if you're the sort of person who reads War and Peace on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's correct. And I don't watch any TV. And the time is pretty well ordered if I'm going to get all the work done. In fact, I'm in the middle of teaching a lesson right now, and I told them, take a break. So.
Now, one of the things that I'm always curious about people who are as busy as you are, is how do you organize your time? Are you a person who has an electronic organizer, a whole sheaf of file cards in your pocket, a planner? How do you do it?
I am a non-techno person. I do not have a Palm Pilot or BlackBerry or any of that stuff. I hopefully still can rely on my brain to keep things straight. I have a very well-filled small calendar that I scribble in my commitments and try to keep it all straight.
And it's never far from you.
It is the worst thing in the world would be to lose that, which I have done once last year, and that's I keep reminding myself to make a backup of everything. But anyway, that's the story.
At least you don't have problems with battery failure.
That's correct.
Okay, we're talking with Ann Martindale Williams. She's the cello soloist with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra for the Elgar Cello Concerto. She's the principal cellist with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You and the Elgar Concerto actually have a bit of history.
Well, yes, I have played it once with the symphony, maybe 12 years ago, and I played it also, I will be playing it this year, and I also was happy to be able to play it in Indiana at the Masterworks Festival in Winona Lake this past summer. And I guess one could also add the fact that my cello grandfather, in other words, my teacher's teacher, was the performer who premiered the piece in London in 1919, and that was Felix Salmond, who was my teacher's teacher. So I feel kind of close to this piece.
I think it's easy for us to see how a violin can sound above an orchestra. And I wonder whether Elgar shows particular care when he figures out just how the cello is going to be featured playing with a symphony.
Well, I think he does quite a good job. Of course, this is scored for a very large orchestra. We have trombones and full winds and, of course, full strings. But I am usually not playing when the trombones are playing, and except for one little place. And so I don't feel ever swamped by the orchestra. Of course, it's up to the conductor to keep a good balance for everything, which I'm sure David will, of course, be doing.
Absolutely. And David will be listening to this, and he'll hear what you just said.
David, watch out.
We've been talking with Ann Martindale Williams. She'll be performing with the Terre Haute Symphony Orchestra this Saturday evening. It's the gala opening concert in Tilson Auditorium. Concert begins at 7:30. Also on the program are music by Erold and Johannes Brahms. I'm George Walker.